When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
This is a country
Rebel
song.
Rebel?
This is a country song.
But it's the same song. Remake?
No.
It's not?
Different lyrics.
Chevrolet.
Do you got to pay? Is that Billy Idol?
Rebel,
David Bowie.
He's
gonna you got to pay David Bowie for that, right?
Yeah, I think this is a known I'm using Rebel riff over this song.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I heard this yesterday. Chris Young is the artist.
Okay. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, I kind of like it, but it is like, that's what sucks is like, it's so hard to make money in music. Now you're going to give half your money at a David Bowie?
Well, I mean, I don't know Chris Young. Is he popular? I was talking being
popular.
A Mets pitcher.
He's probably very popular.
Okay.
He'll make it back on concerts.
I'm sure. And he still gets 50%, as you said. He'll make money.
Yeah.
So the David Bowie like estate gets that money, right?
I guess so, yeah. Because he dead, Jerry. He ain't spending none of that money. He's dead.
I do know this.
You're dead.
Yes, he is.
There's a building in Jersey City. I don't know if you see it from when you come, if you're approaching the Holland Tunnel, mm-hmm. You go around that bend before you go down. You come around that bend. If you look into the neighborhood, there's a building that has a giant David Bowie face on the side of the building.
No, I never noticed.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's weird, wild stuff, Jerry.
David Bowie fans. Is he from Jersey City?
He's not.
Well.
But they get wild in Jersey City, Jerry. You better be prepared for May 3rd.
I went to college there. I know.
Oh, you went to college in Jersey City.
Jersey City State, which is now New Jersey City University. That is true. Class of, it's a great question.
Class of something.
98, I believe.
Rebel.
My six-year college journey ended.
Nice.
In 98.
At Jersey City State. That's where your degree is from?
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's a different school.
Yeah, we were the last graduating class of Jersey City State College. Now they're New Jersey City University.
So like when I went to Kane, it was Kane College of New Jersey. Now it's Kane University.
Correct.
So when people ask me where I went to school, what do I say? Do I say Kane University or do I say Kane College?
You know, I still say Jersey City State. That's what I say. I would just say Kane.
Just like Trenton State is now the College
of Rowan?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay. What's Rowan then?
Rowan is, I think it was Glassboro.
Glassboro State, that's right.
Why are you changing all the names of these schools?
Well, I think because the Rowans donated a bleep load of money.
That'll do it, Jerry.
I'm pretty sure.
That will do it.
Yes.
Cash will do it. I was just watching Islanders Hurricanes highlights.
Yeah,
boy, they blowed that one, Jerry.
Yeah, they
the
did.
Islanders.
This is another, wasn't it just, I played what game was it? The Predators in Vancouver. Where they scored two goals in 12 seconds. And it was like the announcers couldn't even get set because after the goal, another goal. This was 2 and 9 seconds last night.
The Islanders had a 3-2 lead with 2:12 remaining.
Oh, my God.
And gave up two goals in 9 seconds. Game over, dude.
So do you think, all right, here's a good question for you. Who goes home more confident, the Sixers or the Islanders? Because you've got two stunning losses to where two road teams were going to even up the series. And very similar in that the Islanders didn't have a great season but a great finish. The Sixers had a weird season because Embiid missed half of the season, but in games he played before the series began, they were 30-8 in games Embiid played in. Which team goes back more confident?
I'm going to say that the Islanders go back more confident.
I happen to agree with you.
Because I have a feeling from what people have said that the games in Philadelphia are going to be a lot of Knicks fans there. That's what it sounds like is going on down there.
Yeah, which surprises me because I really look at Philadelphia as a great sports city.
Yeah.
I don't know if that changes now because they're down 0-2 that they decide to sell their tickets to make a fortune from the Knicks fan. Or if that was going to be the case right from the very start. I can't imagine that if the Sixers came home up 2-0, that the Sixer fan was selling their ticket to New York fans. Not that you know when you put it on social media, but you know who's going to buy those tickets.
That's a rough thing, though, Jerry. Imagine, can you really consider yourself a sports fan for your team if you're down 2-0 in the playoffs and you sell your ticket to get big money?
Let me ask you this question, because I think the easy answer is no.
Yeah.
But now I'll put it to you this way. You spent $175 a ticket for four tickets.
All right.
You spent $700. You've got an opportunity to get back $2,500.
Yeah, I'm probably selling that bad boy.
Right.
I'd probably even let them Airbnb stay in my house.
Free parking in my driveway.
For an extra couple bucks, yeah.
Matter of fact, I'll drive you to the game.
Yeah, let them ride in.
That's right.
So we had a fun situation in the Yankee game yesterday afternoon game.
First batter of the game.
Yeah, Aaron Boone got tossed. This says just two batters into the game.
Was it two? I thought it was the leadoff batter.
Second
okay.
batter in.
Okay.
He and the ump were arguing, and then the ump threw him out. Clearly the thing the ump was upset about was said by a fan and not Aaron Boone.
Right, like he was right above the dugout, right?
Right above the dugout, and you can see there's an isolated camera on Aaron Boone who says nothing when he gets thrown out, and then an isolated camera on this dude in the stands who yells something, and right then and there, the ump throws him out. So this, like, where is this guy? How is he not, if that was me,
yeah,
I'm a fan in the stands, I know I clearly got Aaron Boone tossed because of something I said, I'm calling into WFAN immediately.
He should. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. You pretty much just put it out there for him to call in.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's fun.
This is one, unfortunately, I was not home at all yesterday until I got home to settle in for the Knick game. So I read the game story. I will go back and watch this when we get done here because I haven't seen this yet. I just read about it. I'm curious to see, you know, how the whole thing transpired because to get, even if it was Aaron Boone, let's just say, and I know it wasn't, let's just say for the moment that he's chirping that early in the game. I mean, for an umpire to throw him out, a batter or two into a game, I mean, you want to talk about sensitive. I mean, these umpires suck.
That was weird. Then the ump did meet the media.
Yeah, well, sometimes they will request that.
Okay. And then he was even in there saying, like, I don't want to, you know, when I hear chatter from the dugout, the manager's going, I don't want to throw a player out because the fans paid to see the player. But Aaron Boone, he's responsible for the Yankees. So if I hear something in this dugout, you're gone.
Which is true and not true. Is he responsible for the dugout? Sure. But the idea that you wouldn't throw out another, we've seen other coaches get tossed. That's not a universal thought. There's been many times you've seen a bench coach get chirpy and they point right at him and say, get out of here. It's not, hey, man, you know, Aaron, you can't control him. You're out of here. He can stay. That's not true.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it's great, too, with this audio, and I say, you know, this is a solid audio day, is it is pretty clear the conversation that's being had between the ump and Aaron Boone.
Right.
It is very, like, I love that the microphones picked all this up.
Because
I love to, you know, all these, for years and years, we'd see managers like Earl Weaver and Billy Martin yelling at umpires, and we Lou Piniella, and we never really got to hear exactly what, now you're hearing, like, everything.
Terry Collins. My ass in the jackpot.
Yeah.
That's right.
And in fact, the broadcasters on Yes, it wasn't Michael Kay, it was somebody else who said...
Was it John Flaherty?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, John Flaherty. He said, we don't need a John Boy Media breakdown of this one.
No, right.
It was crystal
clear. You want to hear? I have the FAN version.
Oh, the censored
version. I haven't heard it yet.
All right, let's hear that.
Let's see how this sounds. I hope Eddie just be standby. I don't know if it's censored or not.
So Rodon hits Ruiz. Speedy runner on the first base bag. And the first pitch to Tyler Nevin is a called strike.
Tyler Nevin hitting 286.
Hey, you're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do in check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. Got anything else to say?
Those microphones work really well, Susan, down
well,
the field.
Well, that's what happens when you have an echo in here. This nodule. Did everybody hear that? It was. He didn't swear or anything. It was fine.
And Hunter Wendell said it's just thrown out Aaron Boone.
Oh, boy.
I don't care who said it. You're gone.
Yeah. Because he came running out like, I didn't say anything.
Was there anybody there?
No, it was pretty empty.
I mean, I know it's the A's and a 1 o'clock game on a Monday, but my Lord.
Yeah, then when Boone comes out after he's tossed, that's when the microphones catch the
all the good
salty
stuff.
Language, yeah.
Ooh, I have to go through and find
it. Yeah, it's good.
And Wendell said after that it wasn't the fan. He said there was somebody down at the other end of the dugout, which I think is a BS cover.
It's BS because when you see the slow motion of the fan, and then the ump turns and goes, go!
That's pretty funny.
But that guy's got to be out there.
Yeah, he is out there somewhere. It's just a matter of if you're going to get him on the show today or not.
Think how fun that is. You buy a ticket to a game.
Right.
And then you're part of the game. Like it happened to Bartman, unfortunately,
in
his case.
Yeah.
It happened to that dude that took a Derek
the home run away in the Orioles.
Jeffrey
Meyer.
The Jeter cheater.
Yep.
Like, there are times when you go to a ball game and you become part of the game.
Yeah. How about the girl in Los Angeles with the Ohtani home run?
Yes.
She became a story. That's very true. Yeah.
That kid who was having popcorn and Don Mattingly came over and ate his popcorn. That kid was part of that game.
Garrett Cole.
Cool. What did he do?
Holding up the sign as a young boy.
As a young boy, Jerry.
That, you're absolutely right.
Like that guy.
Darren from the 7 line started a business because he was on camera every game. Look at me. And now we got the sports pimp or whatever we call this guy that Andy Martino's all upset about.
The Mets rally pimp.
Yeah. These are fun storylines.
You could get part of the game. Like, we need this guy, whoever he is, to call FAN this morning.
Yeah.
Call between 6 and 10.
I know you watched these highlights and you saw it. What was the, and again, it was just a couple batters in.
Yeah.
Was it balls? Where did it start?
It was two strikes.
Right.
And then there was an inside pitch that the ump believed hit the batter.
Okay.
And Boone believed was a swing. And
that's where it started.
Okay. They sent them to first base.
Right.
Then Boone was not happy. The ump checked with first base. And they're like, he hit. And then the chaos ensued.
Clearly. And then the Yankees basically proceed to bore their fans for the next 2.5 hours by coming up with three hits.
Shut out again, Jerry. Weren't they shut out this weekend? They were shut out on John Sterling Day on Saturday, 2-0.
That's right, by the Rays.
Yeah.
So
shut out again, Jerry.
This just weird.
This powerful offense.
Yeah, and Aaron Judge I know it's only April 23rd, all it takes for him is one or two swings, and he can hit 7 home runs in his next 9 at-bats. I totally get that. But, man, he looks like a shell of himself right now at the plate.
Yeah, and this came up yesterday, like, should the fans boo Aaron Judge? I think you do boo him.
Part
of the fun.
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't fault you for doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, the tickets are a lot of money. You are getting paid. This is what comes, you know, when it's one thing to have expectations. When you have expectations and a gigantic contract, be careful, Eddie, and a big contract to go with it, you're going to hear it. You just are, because this is what I've always said to you. Like, what does that money mean exactly? Like, you're paid to go out there and perform. You're not paid to go out there and bat 174. And this is why guaranteed contracts in baseball to me are a joke. And why they're not guaranteed in football is a joke, because while, yes, you can make the case about you still have to perform, you can also die on any play.
You could.
And I guess theoretically with baseball, you get hit in the head fine. It's a little different, though, than the NFL or in the NHL, where there is violent contact on every single play. So I don't know how you ever change it. I don't know if it ever will. But these salaries, and forget all that. I'm not even talking about the cable money. I don't mean that. I mean in terms of your performance. The amount of money these guys get paid is a joke. It just is.
Right, and if you break it down by game,
yeah,
and then they go 0-4 with 4 strikeouts.
Yeah. I mean, $40 million a year isn't quite $1 million a week, but it's about $900,000 a week. And then if you take away all the weeks that they don't play, so let's say the baseball season is, let's just say, they start getting paid in spring training, we'll say, March 1st to October 1st. So that's 3 to 10, that's a 7-month season. So in 28 weeks, you make $40 million.
That's pretty good.
$1.5 million a week.
Yeah, that's pretty good cash here.
To go 1 for 16 and strike out 9 times.
Yeah.
Like, don't you feel guilty almost cashing that check? I know they don't, but...
Like, yeah, I think you can boo Aaron Judge. I don't think you would insult him or his family, like, with verbal attacks. But just the sound of booing, I think, is that's part of the ballpark.
They all got booed. Mickey Mantle got booed.
Yes.
Derek Jeter got booed.
Right.
A-Rod lived with the boos.
He loved a good boo.
They have all gotten booed.
Yeah, you got to boo. It's part of going to the ballpark.
Yep. Understood. But apparently, yeah. Don't boo Juan Soto. Because the Yankee fans want him to re-sign.
All right, they'll think if you they want to give him,
they want to give him $60 million a year.
Let's give it. Yeah, I say $162 million a year, $1 million every game. When do you think?
Right, when are we going to see that in our lifetime?
In our lifetime, yes.
I don't know about that.
The unprecedented one. Like at first, there was the $1 million ball player.
Yes,
this is going to be the $1 million a game. Because football players get that already.
They do. Much different, though. As you say, it's only 16 games, so you can break that up more. You got to remember the extra work. Like, they put in work during the week that baseball players are playing games in. Their season is not nearly as long. It goes August to, let's say, January, but they are 5 days a week, whereas the baseball players 6 days a week playing games. I'm going to say no, because I really do feel like, while Soto might get a big deal, I do think there's been a little bit of a market correction because you saw those guys that didn't get contracts this offseason. So I'm going to say no, but I don't know long after we're gone, dead and buried, that doesn't happen.
It will depend on what the TV deals look like going forward.
Yeah, and I can't imagine baseball's TV deals getting better. I think the TV deals get worse, and they try and figure it out with different avenues with YouTubes and different streaming and different clips and the way they make money. I don't know that what network would buy into Major League Baseball right now? Honestly.
I don't know.
Like, I get regionally, because we know it's a regional sport, just like hockey is. You're New York fans, but they're not interested in the Texas Rangers and the Diamondbacks in the World Series. So if you were a big network, why?
The only thing I would say, Jerry, is these networks love live sports.
Yes, but it's got to make at some point, it's got to make financial sense at some point. And I feel like we're getting there.
I hope so. You know, that's a dream of mine.
Yeah, I'm well aware. Yes, I am aware.
One of my dreams, Jerry.
Will it be corrected before you retire?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it'll be on the verge. I do. All right, quick break. 5:39. It's Tuesday. That means Boomer and Gio are here on the Fan.